Music is good. Music is very good. You know, find a release. You know, I cleaned the garage yesterday. You know what? I found all sorts of things that I had forgotten even existed. And it's fine. And Ivy said, "You really save these things?" And I don't want to talk. It's like, well, yeah, you might. You never know when the apocalypse is coming. You might need that sort of stuff. She cocked her head a little bit and gave me a funny look. That's okay. You know what? I'm okay with it. A little bit of hoarding goes a long way in the end times, make no mistake. This is the Steve Gruber Show. This is the No Panic Zone. This is where we come to have a conversation. We take information, we share it with each other, and we talk our way through this. And we will get through this, you and I. We will get through this together, make no mistake. We're Americans, for God's sake. It's what we do. We overcome. We see challenges that are impossible, and we conquer them. It's what we've always done. It's what we will continue to do. There will be disagreement. There will be give and take. There will be conversations, some of them heated, and we're going to get there together. Trust me on that. We are going to get there together. And we're not going to panic. We're going to keep our cool. We're not going to lose our heads over it. Do you understand me? That's the way it's going to work, and we're going to be positive. And we're going to tell a few jokes along the way. So what I want you to do to be part of this conversation, go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Make sure you become part of this family. We're live on Dish Network Channel 219. We're live on Pluto TV, Roku TV, 25 radio stations around the Midwest, and growing. And so this conversation's getting larger, and you're the focus of it. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, if you want to drop in directly. The other things you can do are this. Go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note. Say, "Steve, this is what I'm seeing where I live. Here's what I'm seeing at the school or at the grocery store." And let me tell you something while we're on that topic. As you rush down to the store, and there are people stocking shelves as fast as they can, trying to keep the store clean, trying to keep you in toilet paper, for Lord's sake, and everything else, be nice to that person, would you please? People being rude to clerks in stores right now, that is inexcusable. That is not okay at all. In fact, here's a little message. I found this. I had to go look it up. We're going up to bite number 8. Rodney McMullen is the CEO of Kroger. The takeaway from the CEO of Kroger here is that these people are busting their tails for you to restock shelves 24 hours a day, as are the truck drivers across this country, and the people moving stock, and the people working in factories to create the things you need, be it toilet paper or hand sanitizer or a sandwich, whatever it is. People in those industries are working overtime to make sure you have what you need. So please treat them with some respect and some kindness. And a thank you, by the way, would go a long way. So Rodney McMullen, CEO of Kroger, said to remember these people are working hard. They have families, too. And a little kindness would be nice. It's bite number 8 from Rodney McMullen. Go.
We are working hard to get the supplies and products you need on our store shelves. We are replenishing our stores daily with the supplies and products our customers need most. And our dedicated, robust supply chain is working tirelessly around the clock to ensure this happens. In many locations, we've adjusted our hours to allow our store teams time to rest a little, clean, and get new products in and on the shelves for our customers. And our pickup, delivery, and ship offerings are there to make sure as many customers as possible have access to the products they need when and where they need them. In turn, we ask a few things of our customers. Be patient, be kind to one another, be kind to our associates. Shop responsibly and purchase what you need, knowing that we will continue to replenish. Know that we will be here for you, and we are working incredibly hard for you.
Working incredibly hard for you. There you have it. Oh, and here's a little extra for you. Here's a little extra, and I mean that. Treat those people with respect. They're working as hard as they can, and they're just as scared and nervous as you are about what's coming and what's going to happen to their family and what's really going on and whether or not they're going to have a job going forward or if their spouse is going to have a job or if they'd have to take care of their grandparents and all of these things that are running through people's minds. So have some respect. Have some common human decency, please. Do not treat these people poorly, because if I catch you doing that, I'm calling you out. All right, I got that off my chest. Social distancing. Social distancing. If you don't have a clear understanding of what it is, I've got a little explanation here. This is social distancing for dummies. It's the handbook. It's the guidelines. It's the primer just for you. I'm doing it as a public service. Bite number 7, social distancing for dummies. Here it is.
Social distancing is really physical separation of people, where in circumstances where there are crowds, you remove yourself from very close contact.
This is what we refer to when we ask people to stay at least 6 feet apart. And you may say, why 6 feet apart? Because there's been a lot of scientific evidence with respiratory diseases is that's how far your droplets can go when you sneeze or cough.
Stay at home if possible. Don't go out on any unnecessary travel or trips. And to make sure you're staying away from crowded places like movie theaters and concerts.
You can actually socially distance yourself from your workplace by doing teleworking. You can socially distance yourself from people in social settings by not going to bars, not going to restaurants, not going to theaters where there are a lot of people. It all just means physical separation so that you have a space between you and others who might actually be infected or infect you.
There it is. Social distancing for dummies. You got it? Don't stand so close to me. Isn't that what the police said? Don't stand so close to me. I know Alex will find that for the next break. I surprised him this time. It's 52 after on the Steve Irwin Show. No panic zone. That's what this is. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.